Chapter 1. The Days and Weeks After the Brain's Betrayal. Your body can stand almost anything. It's your mind that you have to convince. George Berkeley. Every day we tell ourselves stories and make plans about what we're going to do with our lives. We plan the family vacations, the work we must do at the office, the goals and dreams we have for ourselves and our children. We don't think about it ending. We move on autopilot, expecting that everything will be the same, day to day. Then something happens that turns your life upside down. That sudden headache wasn't because you were stressed about being late for work. The numbness in your hands or feet, the dizziness, the vomiting, doesn't add up, usually until it's too late. You end up in the hospital and learn that you've had a stroke that has short-circuited your brain's ability to think, speak, and understand. You find that your body no longer cooperates with you, and you're left with the shock of what is happening to you. On July 25, 2017, a CT scan revealed that I had two clots, one in my right temporal lobe and another in my neck, that were blocking blood flow to the brain and causing a massive ischemic stroke. The thoughts that were clear in my head came out of my mouth as muddled language. My body betrayed me in its inability to act and respond normally. The suddenness of the attack left me feeling confused and concerned. The days that followed were filled with denial and wonder, fear and faith, concern and confidence. I expected that things would return to normal. What I didn't realize is that a new normal was on its way, and things would not go quite as I expected. The physical toll. Statistics gathered by the American Heart Association, AHA, Statistics Committee, and Stroke Statistics Subcommittee show 795,000 people per year suffer from stroke, with ischemic strokes accounting for 87%, hemorrhagic at 10%, and subarachnoid at 3%. Vega, 2022. Ischemia involves a restricted blood supply to any muscle, tissue, or organ in the body. When blood supply is limited, oxygen doesn't reach vital areas, causing brain cells to die and connections to specific areas of the body to shut down. Sometimes the damage is temporary, other times it is permanent, and, if not caught in time, can even be fatal. A stroke must be addressed immediately to prevent as much damage as possible. Symptoms can vary and manifest differently in men and women. The physical symptoms of ischemic stroke include Mayo Clinic 2022, sudden trouble speaking and understanding what others are saying, paralysis or numbness of the face, arm, or leg on one side of the body, problem seeing in one or both eyes, trouble walking and a loss of balance, sudden and severe headache. If you notice any of these, you must seek emergency help even if the symptoms stop. A stroke can have ongoing physical manifestations in the body,